You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I had a couple of beers last night with my good buddy Milo, who used to work with us on this show for a few years. I get to see him about once a year, sometimes twice a year now. And one of the things we were talking about was the story. I was relating to him the story that Jeremy and I had read. It was about remote workers, people who work from home. And that's what Milo does. He works remotely from his house. And when I was telling him the stats, he was kind of chuckling a little bit. And it might have been one of those chuckles where he's either just laughing that people are doing this or laughing because he does it too.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I know about him is that he's one of the hardest working people I've ever met in my life. Long 10, 12-hour days. The dude works hard. But what about these other people, Jeremy? One in four remote workers admit that while they're on the clock, they are... You want me to go through the list?
Yeah, there's a bunch of them.
They are taking naps, doing chores, shopping online, scrolling through social media, watching television, running errands, planning trips, and... getting freaky deaky.
The sex?
Yeah.
Wow.
11% admit that they have...
I would never.
They have had a roll in the hay while they are on company time. But my question is...
Yeah.
There can't be one person who's surprised by this.
It's really no different than working at your regular office job and taking your multiple breaks to wander around and talk to people or play on your phone or do some online shopping on your computer, hang out in the break room. You're doing the exact same thing at work.
Minus the sex most of the time.
Maybe. Don't know how big your stairwell is at the office, but, you know... people are doing this at the office, and why not do it at home now? I love Stacy. I posted this on my Facebook this morning. Mm-hmm. I said, be honest, what do you do during the day that's not work-related if you're working from home? And Stacy says, I can't believe I used to get laundry done during the weekend. What a waste of my weekend time. So she is doing laundry all day while she's working from home, and now she's got her weekends free.
Well, which makes sense because doing laundry is not time intensive, really. I mean, you take your laundry basket, you go over.
Yeah, well, unless you're folding or hanging clothes. I mean, you can.
If you're folding, yes.
30 minutes of your
time. But if you're just washing and then putting it in the dryer, that's like 2 minutes max.
Yeah, but you're essentially multitasking, you know, with things that need to be done around the mm-hmm. house while you're working.
We were just wondering if Dom and Jeremy listeners would fess up, those of you who are working remotely, work from home, and tell us what you actually are doing while you're on the clock. And if we don't hear from anyone, we'll know that our listeners are all big, hairy liars.
Yeah, yeah. You're not working all day.
And they're like, and if you want to change your name, fine. But I mean, Jer's right. I mean, in an 8-hour workday, I think they found that most people don't work more than 2 hours. That's in the office.
Yes, I know for sure we don't.
So you got an 8-hour day. You know, like people are working 2 to 3 hours max. And the rest of the time is walking around, talking, going to the break room, going on smoke breaks, going to lunch, running errands.
Yeah,
whatever.
Everything. Everything under the sun. So, yeah, call us, text us. We want to know what you're doing during the day or who. You know, while you're working from home. Which I would like to dive a little deeper into that maybe if we come back. The sex.
Okay.
Because this is couched as it's, I feel like it's a bad thing that they're saying, oh, they're doing this instead of working. I don't think it's a bad thing.
Well, I don't know. Well, it depends on how you phrase bad thing. Because if you are on the clock and you're getting paid to actually have sex, then basically you're a prostitute.
Oh, come on.
You're getting paid for sex.
Such a leap.
But
no,
I mean, really?
You're not a prostitute.
It's prostitution.
No, it's not. That's dumb.
You're getting paid for sex.
No, you're not.
Okay, are you having sex? Yes. Are you getting paid?
With one intimate lover.
You just have
one quickie in the afternoon.
You're being paid. It's almost like by proxy, you're being paid by someone else.
Okay. Unless you're not billing that time, I guess. If you are doing that during your lunch break, then you're not a prostitute.
Jeremy turns in his time card and he's like, 8 hours minus these 4 minutes. Anyway, 24% of people admit to taking naps while they're on the clock. 11% have had some whoopee while they were supposedly, quote, working. And 75% of people do all these other things, scrolling through social media.
And Samantha texted us and just said, pooping.
Okay.
I just feel bad. Yeah, you must do that a lot, I guess, during your day.
I don't know if we want to use her name after what she admitted. We'll call her Joanne. But she wrote in, she goes, she spends at least, while she's working, 4 to 5 hours each day on Pinterest.
Okay, I get it. You could do that at work, too. Regular work in the office. We had a guy that we used to work here that would have his Netflix going all day. He had, like, dual monitors. One was his work, and the other was Netflix going all day.
Hmm.
And a few people texted in and said they are binge-watching their shows during the day instead of working. Yeah. Listen, my wife has a hybrid schedule, so she's home a couple days a week. Mm-hmm. And I think it's one, the greatest thing ever. She gets way more work done at home than she actually does in the office. But then again, it depends on the person if you can actually buckle down and get your work done and be a productive member of society while you're working from home. Now, with that being said, she does occasionally go off the clock for, some time together in the afternoon.
Intimate time.
And I will tell you, I feel like her working from home has brought us way closer together. And I think it's extremely beneficial to take that kind of break in the afternoon every now and then. You know, with the marriage rates and everybody breaking up so much here in America?
Mm-hmm.
They should have designated times during the day, I think.
Like a conjugal visit.
It's like, like a booty break or something. You get a lunch break and a booty break, and you come together. And then you go back to work, you know? Don't make me laugh. I didn't mean to say that.
I didn't say
that. I did not. Don't do it. Don't.
You're always first, though, right? Anyway, let's move on.
Moving on. Doesn't it just give you a little bounce in your step then for the rest of the day to kind of complete your tasks? You feel refreshed.
Here's what I want to say about that. I think that is wonderful for you, too, and I cheer you on because I know how hard you work because I've worked with you for a long time, and I definitely know how hard Nicole works.
Yes.
So this comes back then to the bottom line, and we're getting flooded with text messages with people admitting all the things that they're going off and doing, okay, a ton. But the bottom line will always be, how is your productivity and is your work getting done?
Correct.
And if it is, who the hell cares?
As long as you're getting it done,
get your work done correctly. You know, we had the classic, story of the guy who used to be one of our corporate dudes from out of town who would fly in every once in a while, and he would lecture everyone about sitting at their desk for 8 hours. Sit at your desk for eight
it's
hours.
It's the worst idea ever.
It's the most moronic, idiotic thing. And he was like some corporate VP. And I told him to his face, because you know how I am with management. I told him to his face. I go, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Even it's accentuated by our job where we need to be out in the world living and observing and gathering stories.
So we can come back in and talk about it.
Sit at our desk all day and stare at the wall? That gets nothing done.
So, but the truth is there are people who take advantage of the system and then they don't really work. And then you got the people who bust their arses and stuff like that. A middle ground is probably healthy for most people. If you're getting all your work done and you're productive and the company is doing well or your own individual business is doing well,
kudos to you.
Great.
You're getting it done.
To me, I've been a boss before, and my bottom line wasn't how many hours are you working? It's how are you doing? I mean, are we winning? And if we're winning,
then
great.
Doing what you're doing.
Whatever you're doing, keep doing it.
We used
to have a salesperson down the hall who was notorious for barely working at all.
Mm-hmm.
But when he worked, he killed it. And he was always like the top earner in our sales department. But he was constantly going off just playing golf, doing this, whatever. Who cares?
Right.
He was the top earner. So if you go make him sit at his desk,
then he's not going to succeed.
Stupid.
It's different styles, man.
So how many days a week would you say you and Nicole are?
For the booty break? again, we're both very productive and very successful, so I think we're going to bump that up to twice a day now. Why not?
I couldn't.
Nicole did text. She's like, I always write down what time I stop working, even
whatever.
Quote, move the laundry, she said.
Oh, whatever, Nicole. You don't have to.
She really does. She has a little notepad, and she writes down what time she stopped working, and then what time she gets back to work.
She is like the most valuable member of her company.
Overly, specific on the hours that she works. Yeah. She's like the most honest person I've ever met when it comes to how much she's working. It's crazy.
Another Nicole, maybe. She's a Nikki. Nikki wrote in and she said, my boyfriend works remotely. He will bike 20 plus miles a day while on the clock. Sometimes he'll be on the phone with a client while he's on his afternoon bike ride.
Why not? You're doing two things. You're getting your exercise and chatting. Doing your work.
Carrie wrote in, Dom, don't you work from home? How's it affected your work? Well, here's what I'll say. Since I moved out of state and I work from home, I don't think our ratings have ever been better.
We're consistently
solid number
ones. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So apparently, Carrie, it works out okay.
Yeah.